During the regular legislative session, Texas lawmakers meet every 2 years for 140 days. The special session, though, think of it as legislative overtime.
It can really be called at any time for any reason, without any warning, really.
That's Kevin Stewart. He's the author of the Texas Legislative Law Handbook, and he'll be explaining how this all works.
It can be called if there's items that didn't get passed, but I mean, it can also be called for emergencies. If there's something important going on in the state or nationally and the legislature needs to address it, then the governor has the power to call them in.
To do that, the governor has to issue an official proclamation with any items he wants the legislature to address. He or she can pick the number of topics they want to tackle, and there's no limit. The record, that was in 1919. Then-Governor William P. Hobby had 253 topics on his call. Governor Greg Abbott's called lawmakers back to address his top priority, so-called sunset legislation, which would keep state agencies like the Texas Medical Board running.
The legislature basically has to work through the sunset issue before they can work on other issues. And after they're done with sunset, the governor's going to, it's called opening up the call, but he's going to make another call for the 19 other issues.
Those issues include things like
increasing teacher salaries,
analyzing the school finance system,
private school vouchers for special needs children,
property tax reform,
spending limit for state government,
local control measures,
bathroom bills.
Lawmakers can file bills too, but they're limited to the items on the governor's call. Anything within that is fair game. Kevin Stewart, our Texas ledge expert, says that gives the governor a lot of power.
Let's say he needs a vote from some particular person on one issue. He may say, look, you're not going to get another swing at this for a year and a half unless I open up the call on this other issue that you want. And so he can sort of balance those interests and use the call strategically.
Now, once the special session begins, the legislature has just 30 days to get it done. Bills still go through various committees and need to pass in both chambers to become law. But the special session can end early without tackling every item on the governor's call. How? Both chambers can vote to adjourn, or they can break quorum. Remember, 2/3 of the members have to show up to get anything done. And it's summer. The bad news for lawmakers who'd rather be on vacation, the governor can call as many sessions as he or she would like. That leads us to our next question.
How much does a special session cost? And where does that money come from?
That's Ann B. Fields, a retired educator and clergy person from Austin.
The legislature seems to be so interested in every nickel and dime, and a lot of things don't get funded. But then we have a special session, which I'm sure is not free.
No, it is not. The price tag starts at about $800,000 for a 30-day session. And that's just for per diems. Think overtime pay for state lawmakers. From there, Kevin Stewart says the cost can fluctuate.
And then you have, you know, utilities, security, printing, stuff like that. That'll get you up around $1 million. Some people say up to $1.2 million.
All that comes out of the taxpayer's pocket. But in a way, Stewart says it's already paid for.
The budget is split up into articles. Article 10 of the budget is for the legislature. So it doesn't come from some other program or some other article. It's really money that's sitting there waiting to be spent.
With every nickel and dime being accounted for, Governor Abbott says he's not taking it lightly.
If I'm going to ask taxpayers to foot the bill for a special session, I intend to make it count.
That is, of course, if political infighting doesn't get in the way. And if the regular session is any indication, it probably will. Christina Martinez, KERA News.